Le Chiffre was standing in the doorway of a room on the right. He crooked a finger at Bond in a silent, spidery summons. Vespa was being led down a passage towards the back of the house. Bond suddenly decided. With a wild backward kick which connected with the thin man's shins and brought a whistle of pain from him, he hurled himself down the passage after her. With only his feet as weapons, there was no plan in his mind except to do as much damage as possible to the two gunmen and be able to exchange a few hurried words with the girl. No other plan was possible. He just wanted to tell her not to give in. As the Corsican turned at the commotion, Bond was on him and his right shoe was launched in a flying kick at the other man's groin. Like lightning, the Corsican slammed himself back against the wall of the passage, and as Bond's foot whistled past his hip, he very quickly, but somehow delicately, shot out his left hand, caught Bond's shoe at the top of its arch, and twisted it sharply. Completely off balance, Bond's other foot left the ground. In the air, his whole body turned, and with the momentum of his rush behind it, crashed sideways and down onto the floor. For a moment he lay there, all the breath knocked out of him. Then the thin man came and hauled him up against the wall by his collar. He had a gun in his hand. He looked Bond inquisitively in the eyes. Then, unhurriedly, he bent down and swiped the barrel viciously across Bond's shins. Bond grunted and caved at the knees.
"If there is a next time, it will be across your teeth," said the thin man in bad French.
A door slammed. Vespa and the Corsican had disappeared. Bond turned his head to the right. Le Chiffre had moved a few feet out into the passage. He lifted his finger and crooked it again. Then, for the first time, he spoke.
"Come, my dear friend. We are wasting our time."
He spoke in English, with no accent. His voice was low and soft and unhurried. He showed no emotion. He might have been a doctor summoning the next patient from the waiting room, a hysterical patient who had been expostulating feebly with a nurse. Bond again felt puny and impotent. Nobody but an expert in jiu-jitsu could have handled him with a Corsican's economy and lack of fuss. The cold precision with which the thin man had paid him back in his own coin had been equally unhurried, even artistic. Almost docilely, Bond walked back down the passage. He had nothing but a few more bruises to show for his clumsy gesture of resistance to these people. As he preceded the thin man over the threshold, he knew that he was utterly and absolutely in their power.